This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, I'll be talking about the supremacy, the predominance, the paramountcy of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, this thing is so important that when Paul was writing to believers in Christ at Ephesus, the Ephesians Christians or believers, he said something. He said that him cease not to give thanks unto God for them, and always praying for them, making mention of them in prayers, that God, not once, not twice, was a continuous thing, that God would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, it's good for us to begin to see the impact of this dimension of the Holy Spirit. When it comes in that dimension, the impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I want us to open our Bibles, please, with me to the book of Psalm 49 from verse 20. Now it says, man that is in honor, man that is in honor and understandeth not, is like the beast that perish. So a man in honor but does not understand that is in honor will perish like a beast. Psalm 49 from verse 12 also says it. Nevertheless, man being in honor and abideth not is like the beast that perish. So, another translation says, a man in honor that knoweth it not is like the beast that perishes. I think you should know that the glory of man, what defines you from an animal, is the glory that God has given to you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and virtue, and have caused him or made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. So it is that glory that defines your dominion. And one of the things that God wants us to do, or God wants us to know, is for us to be entrenched in the dominion that Christ has purchased for us, even by the power of his resurrection. So a man that is in honor and doesn't understand it, it's not revealed to him, he does not know it, he will be treated like an animal. Life will treat him like an animal. He will expose himself like a lower being. That's what it's saying there. People will discountenance him. He will be devalued. He will be demeaned. He will suffer reduction. All because he does not know the glory. He does not know the honor that he carries. Some time ago, I was counseling a youth who was misbehaving. So I called him and said to him, do you know that you have a pedigree? See your parents. Do you know where you are coming from? You cannot behave like a mendicant. You cannot reduce your name. You cannot spoil, corrupt, or pollute your ancestry. You can't. You are doing this only because you do not know where you are coming from. Do you know where you are coming from? A man in honor. The boy reduced himself to an entity. So is the same thing. A man who is in Christ and does not know his identity in Christ will die in an entity. It's undue exposure. A general who is in charge of a formation, a military formation or brigade or command, you know, when it comes into that architecture, you will see they always play music. They always play something for the general, for the one who is in command, the commander. And there is a process or protocol or procedure for him to step into that. And they do it every day as long as the man appears. He gets into the platform. Then you hear, pam param, pam 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 parara. Pam param, pam 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 parara. Pa pa, param pa. Pa pa, param pa. Pam pa 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 pa. Pa 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 pa. I tell you what, when the bugle is being blown, everybody freezes. We cannot move around. Everything just goes into a still, just goes into stillness. But a general who is in that honor and does not know it, it's a disaster. He won't come through the platform. When he probably will try to be, you know, to climb the fence or come through the gates where he will be demeaned and bullied by the security people. And you know, one thing I said in the morning, one thing you know about the military people, they try to intimidate you. Many years ago, when I just came to Abuja, journey just come. Or just, you know, I found myself central area where they had one military thing there. I just thought I'd just walk carelessly and just go and check out what is happening here. That place opposite Igbo Square. So, this place looks beautiful though. Come, let's go on. Next. Who goes there? Who goes there? They try to intimidate you. They try to provoke you. They harass you. To put fear in you. You don't cross their path and they take things easy. Another time, my cousins came all the way from Lagos. So I said, I'll show them Abuja. Took them around. I said, that was not enough. I said, now I'll take you to the villa. So I took my 504 with my, then I was working for Nigerian German Chemicals, you know, with all the, put them in the 504, boom, we went. I came in through AYA. You know, there are some intersection before you get to the villa. I didn't get to the gate. I did not get to the gate. I just got there. I think it was the last one. I shouldn't have said that's villa there. So I slowed down and did a U-turn. I was going. Man, as I was moving, it was during this military regime. God, I just saw men, hefty men. They just came after me. I did not know where they even appeared from. Open the door. What are you doing here? This was how I was just shaking. I said, today, I think I have a problem today. But I didn't know the villa. So general who is in honor, who does not know it, he will be treated as such. It's a very gory sight. Knowledge shall be the stability of the times and also the strength of your salvation. Isaiah 5 from verse 13. Isaiah 5:13. It said, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. It says, and their honorable men are famished. So the honorable men go hungry. They starve. They go into starvation. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. Also, honorable people who are supposed to be living in plenty, in surplus, will not be living in lack, in austerity, in poverty, in want. And it says, there also, the multitude dried up with thirst. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. That even their multitudes will suffer dryness in spite of the enormity of the potential of numbers, all because of lack of knowledge. So, the Ephesian Christians were going through, they were born again, but they didn't have authority over sin. They didn't have authority and could not demonstrate authority over Satan and his cohorts. Sin ravaged them. False doctrines. People who came to preach about heaven, they also had their fair share in confusing them. Situations aggravated them. All because they did not know their identity in Christ. They didn't know. If you do not know your identity in Christ, your life will be in crisis. So they had crisis of identity. And they suffered crisis. Some people say the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Say the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Listen, after you've given your life to Christ, your next thing that you do, the next thing that you do, your passion or your passionate prayer should be, God, impact me with this spirit. It would change the topography of your destiny forever. Then Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, starting from verse 2. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoptions of sons or children, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us to be accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded to us all in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which had perfected even in himself, that in the fullness of dispensation of times he might bring all things together in Christ Jesus, both things which are in heaven and on earth, collapse them and bring them into one in Christ Jesus. It says, in whom ye have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the counsel of him that does all things after the good counsel of his will, to the praise of his glory, to us who first trusted. It says, in whom ye trusted when ye heard the word of truth, even the gospel of our salvation. In whom after ye believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Now, from where we have read up to this point, Paul was making them to know the identity, that the resurrection has changed the equations of their lives forever. So he said, in Christ, they are blessed. In Christ, you are chosen. In Christ, you are predestined. In Christ, you are accepted. You are not rejected, but you are accepted. In Christ, you are adopted. Come on, somebody. You got a family. In Christ, you are redeemed. In Christ, you are forgiven. In Christ, you are assured. In Christ, you are dignified. In Christ, you have the seal of the Holy Ghost, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Do you know what that is? The seal of the Holy Ghost. I see people running after people say, oh, this person died 2 days and 3 days. He woke up. One of my pastor friends disturbed me so much. Say, I must come to this man's meeting. The man died and came back to life. He died and came back to life. It's all about heaven. Heaven, heaven. It's all about heaven and heaven. The man came and died. So when he pressed me, okay, let us go and see. I was disappointed with what I heard. He said, he saw people they went to hell because they palmed their hair. I couldn't believe it. He said, some people went to hell because they used earrings. It is sin that makes people go to hell. So heaven, heaven. One time it was a rave in Nigeria. Whatsoever that thought carried the balanced truth of the word of God fades away. He said, heaven, heaven. If heaven is the most important thing, listen, I have a good information for you. In the mind of God, you have 2 tiers of life according to the scriptures. Heaven is not the only important thing, for your information. How do I know? It says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. 2 tiers of life, isn't it so? You can put it on the screen. It's not me. It's the word of God. If it was heaven alone, the day you gave your life to Christ, that is the day you will die. Some of you don't want to die. Somebody say he's preaching heaven. The person who's preaching heaven is running about looking for school fees for his children. If it's only heaven, why are you bothered about your children? You are running up and down. Person who's going to heaven, if you tell him, die now, he doesn't want to die. He's also saying, Father, I will live. I will live long. It's not only heaven. Heaven is the final place. So it says what? It says there is a down payment that has been made. That is the earnest. You can check out our scriptures. The earnest of our inheritance. That we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is a down payment. That you know, assured, that heaven is living in you until you now get to heaven. Can't you see it? It's a down payment of the experience you are going to experience in the future. Until the redemption of that which has been possessed, which has been purchased. But for now, I'm here. So God is also interested in you fulfilling destiny. The same person saying, heaven, 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 heaven. If you tell him to die now, he will not die. In Jesus' mighty name, I will not die. I will live to declare it. Why? You have a destiny to fulfill. There's an order of God for you. There is a mandate that must be implemented through you. Come on! I'm going to go to heaven. Wow, how do I know? Because in Christ, I have the earnest, the down payment of the Holy Ghost in me. It's an assurance that I'm going to heaven. So, after this, Paul told them, he said to them, he said, when I heard, as we continue, please, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and also your love towards the saints, all those things are good. I heard of your faith and also your love towards the saints. But that is not the end. He says, I do not cease to give thanks unto God for you, making mention of you always in my prayers, that God Almighty will give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to that wonder-working power, hallelujah, that God wrought when He raised Christ from the dead and set Him at His right hand, far above principalities, far above powers, far above dominion, far above might, far above any name that to be named in this world and even in the world to come. He has made Him, listen, He has put all things under His feet and make Him the head of all things, which is the church. Who is the church? I say, who is the church? I say, who is the church? And His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Come on. The power that is at work in you is not different from the same power that God used in raising Christ from the dead. The power that is in the believer, oh my God, is not different from the power that God operated. Listen, it was a special operation. The Bible calls it operation of faith by God. Put it on the screen, please. He wasn't just a mere being raised back to life. God engaged His ultimate power. Bible talks about the operation, the dynamics. Come on, the power of God implemented. The ultimate power of God that He used in raising Christ from the dead. The operation of faith by God. So the power that you have in you is not inferior. Your identity is not inferior. Jesus was the first that was raised from the dead. That is why He's the begotten Son of God. Book of Revelation makes us understand that. The faithful witness, the one who died for us and shed His blood for us, the first begotten from the dead, the first that came out from the dead, the first. He says again, to whom He did foreknow, this He also did predestined to be conformed to the image of His dear Son, that He might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. The firstborn. He was the first that was raised from the dead. The firstborn among many brethren. Listen very carefully. The imprint of the resurrection is there in you, imprinted in your life and your destiny, in your spirit man. It has nothing to do with what you are going through. It only has a lot to do with the eyes of your understanding being opened. It has a lot to do with the impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation that opens up your eyes to see. This impact cannot be accessed by your cerebral faculties or your mental faculties. It is not something that you can just access through your mind. It has to be impacted in your spirit man that you know. So, he goes again and says, it says, chapter 2, from verse 1, it says, and you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses. Now I'm coming to that. You were dead in trespasses. He quickened you and brought you back to life. Knowing time past, that ye walk according to the course of this world. The course of this world means the trend of the world, the influence. The world there is cosmos. We have many people who are under the influence of the trends of the world. That is why you see someone who is not born again, an Arabian man who is not born again, a Caucasian who is not born again, a Russian who is not born again, a Nigerian who is not born again, even that one in my village who is not born again, they all think alike. I want you to notice, no conference. They didn't say, this is how we'll be behaving. Because there's a strange power that is controlling them. And that is why you have to be careful of the... And he goes again and says, according to the world, to the cosmos, then he goes again and says, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now ruleth in the children of disobedience. Have you seen it there? That influence is generated by what? The prince of the power of the air. He controls them. Jesus was the first one that was raised from the dead. Bible says again, it says, we are coming to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Please put it on the screen very quickly. We come unto Mount Zion, S-I-O-N, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to a numerous company of angels, to the church of the firstborn, registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Have you seen it there? The church of the firstborn. You belong to the firstborn church. Hallelujah. Anyone who is born again belongs there. He was the first one that was raised to life. He did it. Hallelujah. While you were in him. So the Bible says, as we continue, he goes again, he says that we all had our conversation in the past, fulfilling the lust of the flesh and of the mind, and was by nature children exposed to the wrath to come. He said, but God is rich in his mercy. Why you were dead in your trespasses, we were quickened. We were raised back in him. We were made to sit in the heavenly places with him. For it's by grace that he has saved, not by works, lest any man should boast. This was what Jesus did in you. Do you want to see the glory of the resurrected Jesus? You want to see how you look like in the spirit? You want to see the imprint of how you look like? You look like our big brother. It says he's the firstborn amongst many brethren. Bible also says he that sanctifies, and those he that sanctifieth, and those who are sanctified, they're all the same. Therefore, he's not ashamed to call you brethren. Isn't that what the word of God says? You might not look like he's not ashamed, because Jesus is your perfection. In him you are perfected. He's not ashamed to call you brethren. You are thinking as if you are small. He's not ashamed. By whom shall Jacob arise? Because he says that I'm just but a worm. Is by the resurrection power. It's by the print of Jesus. The in him factor. Come on. The one whose eyes are like fire. The one whose feet are as brass in a burning furnace. The one whose voice is like the sound of many waters. The one from whose mouth came the double-edged sword. The one whose countenance is like the sun in his highest. Whose hair is as white as wool. The one who is dressed in the golden kettle. The one who walketh in the midst of the seven candlesticks. This is the glory of the risen Lord. This is you that God is talking about. And that is why he says, you shall resist the devil, and the devil will flee from thee. Hallelujah. Some of us are afraid of their demons. Small, small demons. We are afraid of demons. But it says, the devil himself, he says, you resist him and he will flee. How? I came across a scripture and it changed my life. God used that scripture, impacted it into my spirit man. I told you how, when I was growing up, my big sister is here, Her Excellency. As a child, almost every night, harassment. I did not know what was happening to me. Noise. As if I'm in the market square. I hear people playing music continuously. People talking. Then this thing will come and press me silly. Oh my God. To press me well. I know medical science will say sleep paralysis, but it's not. This one was demonic. We have things that are organic and demonic. This one was demonic. One of our sisters here, Pastor Mary, knows the story. She brought in expatriates to work in her company. So they kept them in, got a beautiful place for them in Gwarimpa. Different rooms. They had never seen that thing before. The thing was pressing them. This one, press this one in this room. Press that one. You'll be shouting. This is how I'll be shouting almost every night. I'll be shouting, it not be audible. I want to touch somebody sitting by me or sleeping. It wasn't possible. They torment me every night. I grew up that way. I didn't even know I was traumatized. I did not know. It was later on when I began to understand what trauma is. For years, I could not sleep without the lights off. On. So, they press this one in this room. They press the other one in that room. So, when I grew up, my father would just think it's just imagination. I said, but is it not happening to you? I try to describe it. You don't understand what it is. Sometimes when I come out from that thing, you see me sweating. And you tell me it's imagination. Can imagination make you sweat? It's the struggle. So he pressed this one in this room. Pressed the other one in that room. So that one woke up. I say, something is pressing me. So he left that room and then joined them. Joined his friend. I'm telling you the gospel truth. You know, I'm telling you the gospel truth. So, he went to that room. This was it. Both of them now slept. They now pressed the two of them together. Pastor Moreno. The next thing, they appeared in church. So went there and prayed for them, lay hands on them, cast out. They didn't want them to stay, so people sent those things to them. So I came across a scripture. Before now, I've been believing what I've been preached. People are hearing stuff. I came across the scriptures. It says, you shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I've been reading that for many years, but this time around, it came like a truth in me. My eyes opened. There was an impartation. You know that kind of impartation that you just know if somebody should bring a gun and say, Pastor Melilelu, are you born again? How do you know you're born again? You just know. I know. How many of us have a witness? You know what I mean? You just know. I'm a child of God. You just know. His spirit bearing with your spirit, but you just know. It's an impartation. Something happened to you. You just know. Came across that scripture. It came alive in me. So we cast out demons. Praying the precious name of demons. Get out. One day they invited us for program. So I went with some choir members. And also the prayer band. Bishop. Bishop followed me. And Samira was the one who was sang. And some other people followed me. So I went to this church. So, I'd never seen something like that before in my life. But ministering, Holy Ghost was moving and things like that. Power of God was moving. And then pastor said, no, we have to pray for all the children. I said, ah. You know, sometimes my preaching could be quite intense. Time has gone. Pray for all the children. Lay hands on them. I said, no problem. Bring them. And all the children's teachers who started laying hands. Lay hands on one of the teachers. I've never seen that kind of thing in my life before. The first thing I saw was wind. Wind. This is not exaggeration. You can ask them. Bishop is here. You can ask them. Wind was my. A person was gyrating on an axis. Wind was blowing. And the person was like floating in the air. Her face changed. Was so coming. All the people catching people say they're catching somebody. Catching. They took off. Pastor's wife took off. Pastor took off. I was the only one left there. The precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mapalinda Kabradoski Salati. I shall tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Became real to me. A kind of boldness came. Boldness. It's not only a product of righteousness. He said, the wicked fled when no man pursued. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. May I also announce to you that boldness also comes by way of revelation. Come on. You can have power in two ways. You can have power by conduction. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. You can also receive power by knowledge. You just know, like the general that knows. He steps into the place with boldness. They must salute him. No wonder why they say power, knowledge is power. A release of power that comes when your eyes of understanding is opened. When you know what is in thee. When you acknowledge, you acquiesce, you agree with what God has done in the inside of you. Not by academic exercise, no. But by the spirit, impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Jesus' mighty name drove that demon out. After that, I saw pastor's wife and people say, children department. So she has been here. She has been hiding. No, I said, no, madam, please go and just hug her. Love her. I told them, don't put this on the internet. Jesus Christ doesn't embarrass people. People say, oh, do you know it can affect her marriage? No need. Take it out. Let Jesus not be glorified. So, that day, I took my car. I have this Mercedes-Benz. I like old cars, antique cars. You all know. Over 30-something years, I drove myself to the meeting. So, as I was coming out, I passed through Utako, where you have to go under the bridge to go to Setrako to life camp. How many of us know that bridge? That very quiet bridge. And it was thick in the night. Everywhere was dark. That place, no illumination. The police had gone. Nobody was there. So as I was driving, I got to the place. Quiet. Then I felt something beside me. I said, Tunde, this is your mind. I shut it out. I shut out my mind. Closed that portal. Moved on. Because I did not see. Well, before I was thinking, people have told me, if you cast out demons, they'll follow you to your house. You have to go to the mountain first. But I read my scriptures. They didn't follow Nathaniel. They didn't follow Mark, Matthew. They didn't follow Paul after he cast out demons. Jesus said, send them two by two. Even Judas, who was living in sin, who was stealing money, demons didn't follow him to his house. How dare you? I got home. I got home that day. I didn't do any long prayers. Father, I thank and I bless you. Please, there food here. I ate, I slept well. The product of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May I say unto someone here this morning, I say, may I say to you, your dominion shall be established. I say, your dominion shall be established. Whatsoever is standing against you in life, you are breaking through in the precious name of Jesus. Whatsoever is standing against you must bow before you in the precious name of Jesus. I speak unto someone here, the imprint of Jesus is in you. Hallelujah. You are in him. Your life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. May I say unto someone here, Satan can't touch you in the precious name of Jesus. May I say to someone, go, be bold, go, be courageous, go, attain, go, I say attain, go, achieve. Something has happened in you. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands and say, Father. Oh, somebody is not praying. Say, Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let my eyes of understanding be opened. Go ahead and begin to pray. Somebody is not praying. No more intimidation. No more vexation. No more molestation. No! No more insult. No more assault. You are a general. This is what Jesus did for you. In him, you are blessed. In him, lift up your voice and pray. Everywhere, let the power of sin give way. Let the power of sin give way. Yes, the power of that sin can be broken by the impact of light coming to you. That sexual sin can't hold you down anymore. The spirit of immorality can't hold you down anymore. Break away from it. Break away from every tendency of the enemy. Break away from every influence of Satan, the prince of the power of the air. Break away from it in the precious name of Jesus. Whatsoever is happening to you that is not of God, rebuke it even this morning. A man that is in honor and does not know it shall perish like a beast. I am not an animal. No. I break away from every limitations set before me. I journey in life. I explore every limitation by the power of resurrection in him. Because he lives, I live. Because he succeeded, I succeed. Because he attained, I attain. No force on earth can take me before my time. Go ahead and pray that prayer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen very carefully. When he says, it's by grace. He says, we were dead in our trespasses. He quickened us to life. And he, as he quickened, brought back to life. Do you know why baptism is so important? Most people don't know the significance of baptism. See, if I've not been baptized here after service, if not been baptized, please just put down your names on the protocol there and your number. It's something that you must do. Do you know why baptism is taken seriously? You don't know the principle of baptism. It's the principle of what you see in the book of Ephesians. We were buried with him a baptism, and then raised back to life with him. Well, that is not the end of the story. As we saw in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, when we read down the line, then we are made to sit at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. Is a paramount position, the heavenly place. He says, all the demons, he has put all things underneath your feet, made you the head over all, which is his body, the one who fills all in all. So you are supposed to occupy every ground that you have lost to the devil. You are recovering today in the precious name of Jesus. If you are the one that God's talking about, say a very big amen to that. I say every ground that you have lost in life, every opportunity that you have lost, you recover all in the precious name of Jesus. So it's a place, heavenly place. That place is a place of power. You can command things to happen. He says, and you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. And then his light shall shine upon thy path. You shall decree a thing. From that realm, from that level, heavenly place speaks also of hierarchy. You are at the top. Some of you don't know that you are at the top. Allow false prophets to deceive you left, right, and center. And also cost you, even to cost God. I was discussing with them this morning at the workers' meeting. Because people have not been built up. They throw people up and then they come down. That you have a balanced message. Somebody say, God disappointed me. Can you hear that? Have you ever heard them in the other religion? They say, Allah disappointed me. It's impossible, no matter what they are going through. Say, God disappointed me. You don't know your identity. People have deceived you. I told them something. The first time I went to India with my younger brother, I discovered that all what you are doing here is a joke. If you put some Christians here that don't know their identity or are not entering the identity, they can't sleep there. Everywhere you go is idol. From the airport, we went to the hotel. We left one hotel today. Say, this hotel is smelling like demons. Smelling some perfume and all that incense. Moved to another hotel. The doctor that was attending to us He had an altar there. Even though he has skills, total, who will touch you? He has done listen to his altar. The food you eat in the kitchen, everywhere. If they take some Christians here, there, they can't survive. So you pray 24 hours. You won't sleep for 2 weeks. I bind this one in Jesus' mighty name. I kill this one. Come on. It's only in Nigeria you can do that. And most of the time, you're always in church. From work, house, church, work, house, church. Why don't you go to all those territories? When I got there, I just said, in Jesus' mighty name, I declare this place sanctified. I slept well. If I was listening to those messages those days, this is how I'll be sleeping. I'll be dreaming. I'll say, nyam, marry, doom, marry. I'll say, all these. Follow me. See how some of you, how they've dealt with you. You are under a lot of pressure. You don't even know. Hey, this person is doing this thing to me. That person is killing me here. My brother, something is different. And they put you in programs. So the programs continue. Next program, we are breaking something. You go to another next program, household enemies. Another program, this one, that's an unending program. Unending cycle of deliverance. Why? Because you don't know your identity. From today, I pray for someone, the precious name of Jesus. Once you step in, light comes, darkness leaves. You will pray and say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the precious name of Jesus. Say, in the precious name of Jesus. Every closed door that is supposed to open, what are you waiting for? Command it to open. Use your power. Somebody stop praying. Doors of marriages, financial doors, doors of favor, doors of abundance, doors, opportunities. Command that door to open. It must obey you. By the power of illumination, by the impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I command that door, ministerial door, open. Business door, open. Employment door, open. Appointment door. Some of you will be given appointments. Appointment door, open to me. You must obey me. I carried the print of Jesus. In him, I am predestined. In him, I am blessed. In him, I am chosen. In him, I'm assured. In him, I'm redeemed. In Christ Jesus, I have power. Oh my God, resurrection power in him. My Father, in him I'm perfected. Go ahead and pray that prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, you pray just one more prayers. And you pray the prayer with fervency. I see God ministering impartation to people here. Your life will never be the same again. You will be entrenched in your dominion. Everywhere you step, hallelujah. Listen, this Christianity will be so sweet for you in the precious name of Jesus. Never will you at one time say, oh, God disappointed me. Even the things that are bad will work in your favor. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose, to whom he did foreknow, these also predestined to be conformed to the image of his dear son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. You can see the connection between your birth and all things working for your good. Jesus paid for it. Hallelujah. So, you are going to pray for a certain law. There is a law of favor. A law of favor. Somebody sees you, likes you, accepts you. There are many people, you know, just standing, same qualification. Favor will pick you out amongst many. It's a fantastic law. It's a fantastic law. I see doors of favor opening for everyone here in the name of Jesus. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. I say receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Now also, there is also another law. It's called the law of value. The law of value. A man in honor that does not know it. The law of value. The value conferred on you by the power of resurrection. Let me give you an example. Listen. The value. What comes to you. Sometimes. Or most of the times. Depends on the value that you carry. Now. Some people want to share money. Sometimes it has happened to you. Let's give this person $1,000. This person, 1,000. No, it's too small. It's too small. Because of the way you value the person. Let's make it $2,000. Another one come. Let's give this man $1,000. No. Cut it into half. Even your wife will come and say, no. It's not, no. Because of the value. That's a law. And one of the things that David said, David experienced this law, the law of value, which I'm going to pray for right now. When they're looking for people to put in a place, the law of value also comes to play. Not only the law of favor. Like, hey, respect him. It's something that is conferred on you by the reason of resurrection and the new birth. See what David said. He said, people had did not know. Strangers, they have come to bow before me. They have come to serve me. Why? Because of value. Come on. The anointed is there in the scriptures. Listen, by the power of this message, only the lion's share will come to you in Jesus' mighty name. By the power of this message, the lions are falling onto you upon pleasant places. What comes to you will be the best in the precious name of Jesus. Go ahead and say in the precious name of Jesus. Say, Father. Say, Father. Say, Father. By the impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I receive fresh honor, fresh value, fresh glory. Go ahead and pray. I exude it. No more will I be demeaned. No more will I be devalued in my marriage. My husband will not devalue me. My children will not look down on me. My wife will not look down on me. The nation will not devalue me. I carry an inheritance. My father, Shabalanda Kapale Rebeles Kebredoski Salata. I'm a man in honor and I know it. Go ahead and pray. Everyone praying. Receive the spirit, receive it. Receive the impartation. See yourself breakthrough. All limitations have been broken. Boundaries have been collapsed. Maanda kapala, sheleske bredoskia. Take it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance in this moment. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I declare unto you in Jesus' mighty name that from today, rest has come to you. From today, you will no longer fight for victory, but you will fight from victory. From today, You will implement God's plan, God's mandate from the place that is far above dominion, far above principalities, far above powers, far above might, far above dominion, far above every name that is named now and that which is to come, in the name of Jesus Christ. I see the beauty of the Lord upon your life and destiny. Your life will never be the same again. If you are the one that God is to come out, say a very big amen to that. I see you bringing your testimony here in the precious name of Jesus. I say, I see you bringing your testimonies in the name of Jesus. I see you be entrenched in your identity in Him. I see your dominion established. I see your power implemented. I see your authority being expressed. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. I say, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Put your hands again together.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004. Or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.